trade with petrodollars. They would no longer be controlled by the occult world of the West. American world hegemony, yes, we are still strong. Yes, our military is the strongest in the world. Vladimir Putin, about 20 plus days later, I think 22 days later, on the 24th of February of the same year, made the decision to begin to eliminate and to actually operations against CIA operations in Ukraine. This is when Russia had to invade and begin an invasion to secure the eastern part of Ukraine from the Nazis, from the CIA, from American and British plans to put nuclear weapons in the eastern area of Ukraine. These weapons would be short-range nuclear weapons. Russia couldn't allow it. Wasn't going to allow it, didn't allow it, and it was perfect timing because already Russia and China had agreed to become partners in a plan to destroy American world hegemony. America will continue to be strong, but as a world power, we are no longer the unipower, the only power. Russia and China together are a much stronger force in many ways, economically and militarily now. China has agreed that whatever Russia needs in this campaign in Ukraine to stop American world plans, the plans of the NATO, plans of the Pilgrim Society, Russia and China have made the decision and are presently doing everything possible to free the nations of the world from American world hegemony. Actually, more than that, from the ability of America to sanction the nations that won't go along with our agendas, to free these nations by allowing them to work with their own currencies, trade amongst themselves with the currencies that they would prefer to trade with, not necessarily petrodollars, and also by working together with the BRICS consortium, the main nations, Russia, China, Brazil, India, South Africa. These are the main nations in South America, in South Africa, in the Far East, in Central Europe or Central Asia, and also in the southern part of Asia, India. Yes, China and India, there is still problems between these two nations. But with India working with many of the multipolar nations that want to be part of this new Second World Order, China working with other nations, Russia working with many other nations in the old Soviet bloc in that region, China, Russia working with nations in South, or in actually in Africa, with Russia and China working with nations in South and Central America, is pretty evident. This is why the United States is spending the billions, now trillions of dollars in military and more military weapons, military projects. I read last week that you probably haven't heard, there is thought of a new conscription, a new draft. 160,000, I think it was 160,000 young people is what they're looking for. Initially, 160,000 young men of military age. I don't know, women too, I assume. Either way, conscription is on the table once again. The American people are not aware of this. They have to retire these military personnel that have been basically in the military since the Iraq War, initially, back in 1991, and even before that. They're going to have to retire them. Those that are competent enough and that are not so scarred psychologically, they have to retire these people. Christ said that in the years that precede his return, the nations of the world, one of the main war would be the main objective of America, of China, of Russia. There would be war in the Middle East. There is a new war that has begun in Africa. The war is the nations that are going to, that will work with China and Russia, are an enemy of the nations in Africa that are part of the unipolar world network. Nations that France, England, Germany, these nations that have occupied North Africa, Central and South Africa for years, many of these nations want to be free from this control, the present truth.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Hey everybody, we are
Lady Antebellum.
When we started out in Nashville, we never imagined what we were going to be able to achieve. We got here because we worked together and had each other's backs.
In America, we have the privilege of being a diverse society made up of people from all kinds of backgrounds. And that's a big part of what makes this country such a great place to live.
When we put aside our differences and work together, there is no challenge too great to overcome. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Yourself and one for your dreams. You name. And love is a stranger.
And with this note, Nancy Sinatra, she practiced that song 50 times before she felt it was adequate. She didn't want to do it initially. You Only Live Twice. American World Hegemony. From 1945 to 2022. And the new global order now, Russia and China, and the multipolar world network of nations. Minister Li Shangfu yesterday started a 6-day visit to Russia and Belarus in a show of support against the socialist Western colonial powers. Russia and China have made the declaration to the nations of the world that they are now the nations that will conduct foreign policy for the other nations that are not unipolar nations, basically European, NATO, the Five Eyes countries. All of the other nations have looked for a way to be free from American sanctions, American military, American assassinations, coups, control, the petrodollar. Now, there is a new system, like I have stated before, for this audience. In the scripture, at the time in which we live, in the years and the decade especially before Christ returns, there will be two economic systems, two monopoly boards, so to speak, from 1945 to 2000, well, up to the last 20 years. The nations were forced to play monopoly with the United States. Russia and China, a little over a year, almost a year and a half ago, have now brought a new monopoly board into the world. And now the nations that were forced to play on the American board, with American rules, with rules-based order, rules-based, in other words, we will tell everyone, it's our basketball court, and we will change the rules as we desire. We will decide who plays the game, who doesn't. We will tell the nations of the world, the little nations, if you can begin to industrialize, modernize, or not. On the new monopoly board, China and Russia have stated, we will have a new system, financial system, financial network, trading system, economic way in which you can use your currencies in a fair to further developing your nations. We will assist you. And because before Russia and China agreed and partnership, in that partnership, they have agreed to protect the little nations from American military. Russia and China have that capability now, together. We will protect the little nations, Central America, South America, nations in Africa that want help, nations in Asia that want the help. We have a way now to assist you and protect you from American military operations. We will be able to help you financially. You don't want to use petrodollars? You don't need to. Stay within this network. Trade within this network. And we will assist you. We're going to develop a development bank. You borrow from our bank. Don't borrow from the World Bank. Don't be controlled by the International Monetary Fund. you trade within this network, and you'll be protected. We're going to have a digital network, a digital system, just like the unipolar world, just like the Antichrist system to come. The Antichrist system will be a Western system. It will be controlled by an individual out of the coming president of the United States of America. He will control it. He will tell the nations what he expects, but he won't tell all the nations, because there will be, again, the Bible says there will be two economic systems at the end of the world. The system of Antichrist in the West, in the United States of America, and a system apart into the balance of the world and the nations of the world that will not be controlled by Antichrist's World Economic Forum, the World Bank, International Monetary Fund, American sanctions. Yes, they're going to suffer because America will use its military, all of its new technology on the nations. It's in the book of Jeremiah 50 and 51. But China, Minister Li Shangfu is visiting China. I'm sorry, he's visiting Russia from China. What are they discussing? Yeah, I'm sure trade. I'm sure gas, oil, military supplies from China to Russia to assist Russia with more munitions that are needed in Ukraine. Absolutely. But I guarantee you, I feel strongly, they are also looking at the American world hegemony. Now, Russia and President Putin, they just had a 9th International Military Technical Forum. And Putin stated Russia is open to deepening equal technological partnership and military technical cooperation with other countries, with all those who defend their national interests, their independent path of development. And Russia considers it fundamentally important to build together an equal, indivisible security system that would reliably protect each state, each nation. In other words, this is a multipolar world objective. The nations will be secure, trade together, work together militarily against what? American military might. Out of Zero Hedge, this was on Saturday. This is by, I like Tyler Durden, and it was authored by a gentleman by the name of Robert Gore via Straight Line Logic. I'm going to quote a little bit from this article. You can get this again, Zero Hedge, The Alliance, Saturday, the 12th of August, 2023. Russia and China head an alliance that poses the first direct challenge to the American empire since its inception at the end of World War II. Their strategy has been to follow Napoleon's advice. Napoleon's advice was this: do not interrupt the U.S. government while it makes mistake after mistake, and to pursue the opposite of its hapless policies. As they do this, their power will wax. America wanes. Their power, the other nations, waxes. American power wanes. on August the 29th, 1949. This is interesting. I studied history, and I never viewed it this way. This is excellent. This is the day that the Soviet Union detonated the first atomic weapon. And that all of that technology was given to China, or not, I'm sorry, Russia. Russia was given to the Soviets by the United States government. How dumb is that? This was the beginning of the end of American empire. The U.S. government's unrivaled power lasted only 4 years and 23 days from the time it dropped the bomb on Hiroshima. The Soviet bomb gave the world a counterweight to an American nuclear monopoly. Presently, in Ukraine, the reason that this war hasn't escalated is because America knows there's no winning. It's a lose-lose. Should they decide to push the button, and you know, people think that the imposter Joe Biden has access to the red button. He does not. He's the imposter. They would never let him. They would never allow him to be near that button. He would think it's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer's nose, and he would push it. So they're keeping him away from that. It's a no-win situation. If America uses any weapons other than these small, small nuclear weapons, little things that they used in Afghanistan, anything larger than that, Russia does have the backbone. They would launch. America then would never be able to control the whole world. America is still under the delusion that they still, in spite of Russia and China partnering in their partnership, America still believes, the military, the Pentagon, believe that they can still, they still have the opportunity to fulfill the PNAC, Project for a New American Century Doctrine, and take over the oceans, the airspace, the land masses, the peoples of the world. They're still under that delusion. In spite of what has happened in just the last year and a half with Russia and China, with India, Brazil, South Africa, there is a war. The world is at war, and the war is between really not Russia and Ukraine. It's Russia, NATO, the United States. But also, it's bigger than that. It's a unipolar world, new world order in the West. It is now the new world order. There is a new world order in the other side of the world. What is necessary for total victory is Central Asia, the landmass right in the vicinity where Russia is, and south. That's the prize. That's the object. That's the goal. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, this is Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
I realized that I'm actually very thankful that there are many other programs on this station that are covering so much of the information that I wouldn't have time to cover. And I feel that by watching what has happened with Russia, looking at the dynasties, watching change of powers, a change of power taking place like the world has never seen. China and Russia, you have the two together with the ability to, after all these years, after 75 years plus, to be able to actually tell this government, the nations of Europe, that the policies of the United States of America have done nothing but bring hardship, war, pain, misery, suffering, death to the nations of the world. Russia and China having the ability together to actually put together a way in which nations can be free of the stranglehold of the United States of America. In this article that I was reading from, he states that someday there will be a general recognition of Putin's adroit conduct of the Ukraine-Russian war and the strategic masterstroke that is the Russia-China alliance. This Russia-China alliance, the magnitude, is as important as what happened after the United States and England and Russia defeated Germany, Hitler. America began its ascent, its ascendancy to where it is today. This alliance with Russia and China has put a boundary, and America will go no further. This is, from a biblical point of view, this is a sign from God. It's a sign that there is a change in the global order in the world amongst mankind. There is a change. It has occurred. The governments of the world, the governments of Europe, the NATO nations, the Asian nations, all the nations of the world, every government is looking at this alliance with Russia and China. Americans' objectives were to force Russia into a long-term war, which it's going to be, and force them into a long-term war and to empty their bank account, simply. But all the sanctions have actually made the Russian economy stronger, the ruble stronger. The sanctions didn't work. Many of the multipolar nations, just like with the unipolar nations, the nations in the Ukraine conflict, everybody is having to ante up. China is anteing up. It's like playing poker. You go to a big poker game. I lived in Las Vegas. It was neat watching these guys play poker. I didn't spend much time. I watched more of it on television. The strategy. But everybody in the game had to ante up. Well, all the European nations, Germany, they've all had to put in manpower, finances, military weapons, every nation, all the nations of NATO, America, we've anteed up the most. We have the most to gain or the most to lose. But we're going to lose this in this conflict in Ukraine. Russia has an industrial base and is able to pump out whatever it needs. But now China is able to assist with manpower if necessary, weapons, technology, finances, all of these other multipolar world nations, just like Putin had stated, we all work together to build a new military in the multipolar world network, a military that can actually go to a degree, head to head with the United States. They won't be able to go, they won't be in the same ballpark when it comes to technology. But China has made that possible. We have laser weapons. China has been developing this technology. Russia has not had the time to, or the way to develop as much as China, because Russia has been trying to recover and get out of the catastrophe that has taken place in Russia. From Russia's been fighting for its existence from the time of the Civil War, from the time of the Bolshevik Revolution, from World War II. Every war was the Pilgrim Society objective to destroy Russia, to end Russia as a nation, as a people. The Bolshevik Revolution, destroy Russia internally, didn't work. After World War II, before World War II ended, I think 2 years, American policies in the West with England, with Germany, get into Moscow, break Moscow's center of power. Get to Moscow, take Moscow. You take Moscow, you own Russia. You own Central Asia. Failed. After that, then you had destroy the economy and the Reagan administration, destroy Russia's economy, the ruble, the finance, the everything. Destroy the power of their currency. Leo Wanta, given money by the government, went in and destroyed their currency. He bought up all the currency and destroyed it. Leo Wanta, Reagan administration. We'll be back in a few minutes. The podcasts are on 1360khnc.com to the Present Truth section. And you are listening to the Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Everybody needs to paint their house every 5 to 7 years to keep your siding from deteriorating and falling apart. You need to protect your home from the effects of the weather. Hi, I'm Bucky with Colorado Masterworks, and I'd be happy to help you out. I do inspections on an annual basis for free to make sure that your house is watertight, and I'm happy to provide a free estimate if you need paint work done. I pride myself on doing work that is above the rest quality. I've been painting my entire life. I want to show off. I want to show you how good I am. Just give me a call, 970-825-9305.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
And if we don't get it together, which we won't, it's the nature of man. Man is destructive. Man can't be trusted. You leave a man to his... King David said that, well, I guess the scripture said, I'm trying to remember where, the heart of man is desperately wicked, who can know it? And the nations, the Pilgrim Society. No one knows about Pilgrim Society. Created 1902 in London. It was a Cecil Rhodes, what would you call it, creature. And 6 months later in the United States, New York City, and Rockefellers were the Western center for Pilgrim Society. Pilgrim Society, through Serco, they actually control the U.S. military, the Air Force Academy down there in Colorado Springs. It's British. These people are in the occult. The best way to explain and describe these type of people, who they are, what they do. Eyes Wide Shut, a movie with Nicole Kidman and her husband Tom Cruise. Eyes Wide Shut. This was the clearest way in which to describe what happens in a world that is so sinister, but a world of the occult devil worshipers. I talk about this repeatedly. It's the best way you can, it's the only way you can describe it. In this administration, there are many people in the occult. They're in secret societies. Secret societies, you have to swear a pledge to Lucifer, to the lodge, to whatever. Nevertheless, you swear an oath. And it's not to the Lord Jesus Christ. He warns you not to swear oaths. Don't swear by heaven. They try to destroy this group of people in Pilgrim Society, and the Clintons are members. And Kissinger used to be one of the members of Pilgrims. What's his name? Ron DeSantis. Skull and Bones. Pilgrims. He's going to be given a position in the coming future. He's not going to be the president. I think right here out of Colorado, this governor wants to be president. He won't be president. He'll be given a position to rule over one of the regions, possibly 10 regions. Everybody, they're vying for position to occupy and to be in control regions. I don't think there will be any women that the coming power of this country will allow to rule a region. So these people tried through Lewontin to destroy the Russian economy by devaluing and destroying the power of their currency. It failed. Then the Clintons tried to, with all of their friends in powerful positions in not only the government but in the Federal Reserve, tried to buy Russia, right? Businesses, corporations, that failed. The biggest decision Boris Yeltsin ever made, the best decision of his life other than marrying his wife, was appointing Vladimir Putin to the president of Russia, to be the president on the last day of the last century. He was president the first day of this century. God gave him a brilliant mind to make Russia great, because Russia has prophecies that must be fulfilled. And it was Vladimir Putin that God put in place, just like God put Nebuchadnezzar in the time of Daniel. God put Pharaoh and then brought Joseph in to make Egypt great, save the people of the world from famine that was to come. Vladimir Putin, this man was the individual that God has used diplomatically to work out agreements with Xi Jinping They've been working together, I think, since Xi became the forever president of China. He will be, I believe, the president of China that will take China and the Asian sisters to Armageddon. That's how close I believe we are to the time of Christ's return. And Vladimir Putin, it may be that Vladimir Putin may be the president of Russia that will fulfill the prophecies of Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. We're going to see. But Putin, this man, has had the hand of God upon him. Just like, and you're going to scream when I tell you this, just like God has had his hand on Donald J. Trump, the seventh king in the riddle of Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. The riddle of seven kings. The seventh king, a noble king, a great king. In God's eyes, we may not see it that way, but he was positioned by God to be president of the United States before the final president. We'll be back, Rick Rodriguez.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492. 720-680-0492.
What can the right financial advisor help you plan for? Your kids' awkward teenage phase and they need braces. Saving up for your kids' college education. Your daughter is planning for the wedding of her dreams. Taking the grandkids to a Disney World cruise. The wife needs to fly first class to Europe. You want a boys-only trip to Vegas to get away from things. Being able to retire and live the lifestyle of your desire. With the right advisor and the right plan, all of these things are possible. I'm Joey Jaquin, and I want to be your financial advisor and help you and your loved ones live the life of your dreams. Let's not beat around the bush. This is going to require a lot of hard work, but I can personally guarantee that nobody will outwork me when it comes to being there for my clients. Too many advisors cut corners and take shortcuts to sell you. As you know, my parents raised me to be better than that. Reach me at my cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom, the count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1, Earth below us.
Calling, calling home. Had a gentleman come in today to pick up some things that he needed and had a brief conversation with him, and he wanted to know who I was. I told him my name, and he said, I don't agree with everything you say. He said, I'm pretty weird. Well, you know, I realize that. And nice guy. And I told him, I said, yeah, I guess I can be out there. But that's what we do. On this station here, we may be out there. And I may be out there. But I present the way out there, and I bring the way out there back to here, to where we are. Vladimir Putin, Donald J. Trump. The Trump is in the Bible. He is the stranger in 1 Kings chapter 8. He is Solomon's stranger. Solomon prophesied about Donald Trump on the day that he dedicated the temple. A stranger would come from a far land, America. He would come on Air Force One. He would land in Tel Aviv. He would drive to the Wailing Wall, the Western Wall. He would pray toward the temple. And he would, this president, would declare Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Revelation chapter 17. There is a riddle of 17, seven kings. The first in the riddle is Jimmy Carter. The last in the riddle, number 8, who is of the seven, will be Barack Obama. That's pretty far out there, isn't it? But it's okay, because you see, as time goes on, presently, Joe Biden is not the president. He is the imposter. He may be the president of a corporation, but he is not president of the great empire of what we call America. Donald Trump, in that riddle of seven kings, he is number 7. He is the one, the noble king, who went to Israel, to the Wailing Wall, to acknowledge and to ascribe greatness to Israel's God, to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He ascribed greatness to the king, the God of Israel. This is what his duty was. He was a civil servant. He was to go, and he was to acknowledge and make the name of his God great to the Jewish people. And before he went to Israel, he went to Saudi Arabia. He made the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob great to the Arab people in Saudi Arabia, the big brother of the Arab peoples. This was a fulfillment of prophecy. Ishmael would be the through his seed, there would be princes that would have developed to be powerful nations at the end before Christ's return. God visited the Arab people through Donald Trump, visited Israel through Donald Trump, the Pope in the Vatican through Donald Trump, and the people in the, what was it, the G7. Well, we're out there. We're going to visit tomorrow. Cactus and I will put together something for tomorrow. I don't know what we'll have. Maybe we'll have lasagna, maybe Mexican, Chinese, maybe. I don't know. But let's visit tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.